Father God, we come at this hour giving you all the praise and all the glory. Thanking you from A to Z, Lord, from which you have brought me to be where I am today. We want to ask blessings upon your word, Father God. Ask, Lord, that you would consecrate me, anoint me, Lord, and use me as you see fit. Allow me to preach your word, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you bless all those who are behind me and all those who are in front of me, and that they would all say a prayer for me as I strive to go forward. The scriptures have been given to you. They have been read. Looking at 2 Timothy, the second chapter in 15th verse. Looking at 2 John, verse 8. Looking at Revelation, the third chapter in 11th verse. I will do my best to bring it to you the way it is given to me. I would thank Pastor Brooks for his introduction. Thank God for blessing me. But I'd like to say one word in reference to what my introduction. When you are a young black child and you grow up in the South, you're equipped for whatever come towards you. You have been taught how to act, how to handle it, what to do and what not to do. And undoubtedly, God has blessed me with the parents that have taught me, because here I am standing at St. John this morning. Right. And I want to thank God for it. Right. I love you, St. John. Bless your heart. I would like to use for my point coming from 2 Timothy 2:15, I would like to use equipping. I would like to use for the point coming from 2 John 8, encouragement. I would like to use for the third point, coming from Revelation 3:11, energizing. And you have a bookmark to all of those scriptures thus far. Those of us who live in Los Angeles and travel to and for, we have an opportunity to see some of what have been said this morning. People sleeping in alleys, people sleeping on benches, people out walking the street, not knowing which way to go or how to go. And I just want to share with you that it doesn't just affect those people that I've mentioned. It affects us because we are children of God. And we're praying each and every day for everything that transpires. So our hearts are full. And we need to continue to thank Jesus and praise him and ask him to hold our hand as he takes us on this journey. Here I am, Lord, use me with your people. When we look at 1 Timothy, in essence, it tells us to study to show ourselves approved. And when we begin to study God's word, we're being enriched. He's given us something to hold on to. And I just want to explain the hold on to you. When you're standing somewhere and you're off balance, you need to have something to hold on to. Yeah. And as we travel this journey down through this world today, the way it is designed and how it is going, we need to have something to hold on to. So I'd like to encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. It doesn't change. Hold on to it and it will see you through. It will bring you through. That's the kind of God we serve. We are equipped to walk on these shores. When we study God's word and we hold it dear to our hearts, we're able to walk and travel anywhere that we walk and we travel. All we have to do is remember to hold on to his unchanging hand. And when you hold on to it, I can tell you, you feel so safe. Well, how you know, Reverend Wright? God has put me in position to understand what it is to hold on. And he let me know what it feels like and how happy I feel like when I put my hand on Sister Wright's shoulder. I put my hand on one of you guys' shoulder here. Excuse me. And you lead me on. That's a blessing. Because you come out of the dark into the light. You're able to move at a speed that me, myself, are not normally able to move by doing it myself. What is all this about? This is about 2 Timothy 2:15, that when we study that word, it equips us to do whatever we have to do. It allows us, what the sign says, stop, look, and listen. And we look each and every direction to make sure that we are going the right way. I don't know about you, but when I started studying the scriptures that you're supposed to have your bookmark on, it began to take place in my heart and in my spirit, saying that that I am equipping myself to come and try to encourage you. When Reverend Brooks talked about my upbringing and how I came, I thought about each and every moment, each protest, each thing that I had to go through, each time we encountered something that we didn't know how to handle, but yet and still, by the grace of God, we handled it.
Right, right.
And I know you didn't know me, but I had your prayers because I know you were praying for all of us who was dying below that line. Because you knew just what we were going through. And I want to say thank you. I want to say that I love y'all. And I thank you for helping me to arrive at this point this day. Oh, how we praise you and how we thank you, dear God. For you are an awesome God. All we have to do is remember that in the process of who we supposed to be or who we say we are or who others say that we are, that we are Christians, we are children of God, and we study his word, and his word equips us to do whatever we have to do. I don't want to be repetitious or nothing, but it's very important to realize that we have a need to have whatever we need. I know you didn't come out here in this rain yesterday when it was pouring down without being equipped. I don't hear nobody coughing and barking. So I'm sure you had to be equipped.
Right.
So if you could give reference to that and look at that, look at it from the perspective of, I'm going to equip myself with the word of God that I would feel safe. Back up, Reverend Wright. The title of my sermon. Okay. Thank you, sir. The title of my sermon is, what a relief. What a relief it is. If you know God, and you're encountering all these different things that are transpiring, you can't say nothing isn't transpiring, because when you listen to the politics and you listen to how it's going and you deal with whether it's true or false, it doesn't take much. You don't have to be that old to realize that, wait a minute, something doesn't seem like it's going right. And how you know that? Because in the process of being equipped for this journey, none of that came across like that. Nothing came across like that. So after we have been equipped to deal with that, then there's an encouragement that come along. And when you look at 2 John 8, it tells us that we got to hold fast. If you want to deal with what you have been given, if you want to deal with where God has placed you, if you want to deal with what you have to do, or what we have to do, that we can keep going. In all due respect to the church, those who are in the church, when you're black like me, you got a hard road to hoe. I don't know if y'all know what a hoe is. But it is an instrument with a long handle, with a curved blade on the bottom. You chop a whole lot of different things with it, you hear me? Got to make way, your way, so you can do what you have to do. And so therefore, you have to be encouraged by something. So therefore, we continue to hold on to God's hand and realize that what he has given us, we don't want to lose it. If you read that 2 John, that 8th verse, it tells you about what you have already gained. It tells you that since you have gained it, you better hold on. Because you can't go nowhere without it. Well, I don't know if I'm getting through to you, but I just want to let you know that you got to hold on to what you got.
Right.
You can't turn loose what you have. If you turn loose what you have, you're not going to make it. And I hope we all have the same thing. I hope we all have the same person. I hope we all have the same type of spirit. And I think that the Holy Spirit is working in all of us. If it's no more than just a little bit, it's working. And the way it works, it encourages you to say that, well, let me get a little bit more of this. Because the journey seemed to be leveling off. It seemed to be becoming smooth. I heard you, Pastor. Yes, we need it to be smooth. Because when we deal with what we have at hand, when we look at our home, what we have in our home, when we look at our children, our grandchildren, look at your children, your grandchildren. Look at our spouses. And then on the final analysis, we got to look at ourselves. What are we doing? What are we giving? How are we encouraging? How are we equipping? Well, like I said, I gave you 2 Timothy 2:15, and I gave you 2 John 8. That's part of the equipment. And as I go to my third point is energizing. It doesn't take much to energize us, because when they first started playing the music this morning, and you're sitting there, it's hard for you to keep still. If you know the same person that I know, and you know what he has done for you, and you know how far he has taken you, and you hear some music that's saying something about him,
right,
and something that you've heard before, different parts of your body begin to move.
Right.
And then you rejoice. And you know, you say to yourself, oh, what a relief this is. Yes, Lord.
Right.
What a relief it is, because now you have allowed me to step up to where I am. Here's my hand, Lord. Take my hand. Lead me on, precious Lord. For I know I cannot make it without you.
Right.
Take me where you need to take me, Lord. I'm willing to go. I like to say to all you, my brothers and sisters, when you look at Revelation 3:11, it talks about energy. It talks about being able to be energized. We all need to be energized. We need to have something that would lift us up. Something that would move us forward. Something that would encourage us. And I just like to let you know that we should be encouraged. And I go back to my introduction. I went through a whole lot of stuff that, if you're not from the South, you never went through. And if you're not my age, no, you did not go through it. But look at me. What an awesome God we serve.
Right.
What a wonderful God we serve.
Right.
What a God that thinks about us when we're not even thinking about ourselves.
Right.
What about that God that energizes us to get up?
Huh. Come on.
Get up early in the morning and sit up in that bed.
Right.
And as my wife said this morning, I saw you sitting on the side of the bed. And I said, yeah, I was talking to God. I was thanking him for watching over me last night, letting me rise up this morning, and allowing me to be moving my feet around there, trying to get my slippers on the floor. Because I know when I got up, I had to move. And I come to say, I thank you, Lord Jesus.
Right.
For watching over me last night as I slumbered and slept.
Right.
When Sister Wright was laying up there asleep, I was putting the cover up on her, trying to keep her from getting cold.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Because I figured that was part of my job. And I figured God had encouraged me. He had equipped me. And he had energized me, because I was wide awake. And I could see her condition and her situation. So I just pick up the cover and just kindly put it back on her. And I say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thanking you for enabling me to do that, Lord. I thank you for the journey from New Orleans to Los Angeles, Lord. I thank you for all the things that I encountered, because I know you equip me, you energize me, and you encourage me.
Yeah.
And here I am, Lord,
right,
in St. John this morning, praising you and acknowledging your sovereign will with all my sisters and brothers who have joined us today to worship you. Can we get you to put your hands together to praise God and thank God for what he has done for us and where he has brought us? I'm going to ask God to bless you, strengthen you, and hold on to your hand.
Yeah, right. Right.
And no matter what you see out there, what it say, lace up your boots, pull up your pants, pull up your skirt, buckle your belt, and say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I got it, Lord.
Right.
I'm moving forward, Lord.
Right.
God bless you, St. John.
Amen, amen.